Harlequin Intrigue and Harper Audio present Cowboy Accomplice by BJ Daniels. Performed by Abby Craden. This book is from my cousin, Sandra Johnson Olinger. Last summer, she came to Montana, bringing with her all the memories of a summer we spent camped on Hebgen Lake so many years ago. Thank you, Sandy. And thanks for listening to the stories I wrote in the tent beside the lake when we were kids, and encouraging me to follow my dream. There is nothing like family. Thanks for reminding me of that. Prologue. Outside Mexico City. He sat on the edge of the bed in the dim, mirrorless room, his face swathed in bandages, his mind several thousand miles away. He'd been waiting more years, through more surgeries and more pain than his mind could stand. When he closed his eyes, he could still hear the crackle of the flames, feel the intense heat, smell his searing flesh.
Señor Smith?
He turned to see Dr. Ramon, a small, nervous, white-cloaked figure framed in the doorway.
Are you ready?
The doctor asked in Spanish as he stepped in, the door closing behind him. Ready? He'd been ready for years. He said nothing as the plastic surgeon pulled back the curtain. Sunlight streamed into the room, momentarily blinding him. He closed his eyes as Dr. Ramon put down a black medical bag on the edge of the bed beside him. Slowly, carefully, the doctor began to peel away the bandages, his fingers trembling. They both knew what was at stake here. Señor Smith, as he was called here, closed his eyes, having given up hope a long time ago that his face might ever be normal again. A cool breeze caressed his cheek as the last bandage fell away. With a pain far greater than any physical one he'd ever known, he opened his eyes. The doctor had stepped back and was now studying his handiwork, his face expressionless.
You are a new man,
he said finally, his gaze skittering away at the intensity of his patient's look. Señor Smith had heard such words before. He didn't want or need false hope. False hope had gotten other even more prestigious surgeons killed. He reached his hand out for the mirror he knew the doctor had brought in his bag. His hand was steady as he took it. Hope made a person tremble. He had nothing but fear at what monstrous visage he would now see in the glass. Slowly, he held up the hand mirror and stared into the face of the new stranger he found there. To his surprise, this stranger wasn't hideous, nor was he handsome. He was average. The face of a man no one would look at twice on a street corner or across a crowded room. He could feel the doctor waiting for his reaction, perhaps by now having heard what had happened to the other surgeons. It is perfect, he said, looking from the mirror to Dr. Ramon. The doctor breathed a ragged sigh of relief.
Bueno, bueno, you are free to leave, señor.
He picked up his bag from the bed.
Vaya con Dios.
Go with God. Señor Smith nodded and looked in the mirror again at his new face. He would go all right, only he wouldn't be going with God. He'd been to hell, and right now he'd sell his soul just to go home again. Except he'd sold his soul years ago, he thought with a rueful smile. He was going home, and with a face no one would ever recognize, a body that had become hard and lean. Like the phoenix rising from the ashes, he had survived it all with only one dream in mind, vengeance. He couldn't wait to see the look of surprise on J.T. McCall's face. J.T. wouldn't see him coming until it was too late. Chapter 1. Outside Antelope Flats, Montana. Regina Holland glared down the empty two-lane highway, wishing a car would appear, wishing anything would appear, even a horse-drawn wagon. She was beyond being picky at this point. But of course there wasn't any traffic now. She kicked the flat tire on her rented red convertible with the toe of her
sample complete. Ready to continue?